You're listening to CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Mountain College plans to build more affordable student housing at several of its campuses located in high-cost mountain resort communities. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The $40 million housing initiative will bring apartment-style student housing to four of its campuses, Breckenridge, the Vail Valley, Glenwood Springs, and Steamboat Springs. Housing will target upper division students who live and work in the mountain communities year-round. The college says students are often essential members of the local workforce. Rent for the units is expected to be 10 to 15% below market rate, with units expected to be ready for the fall of 2023. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Arvada's mayor confirms that a bystander was the one to kill a man who police say ambushed one of their officers on Monday. Arvada Mayor Mark Williams says Johnny Hurley had a concealed firearm when he shot the suspect Monday before being fatally shot himself. Williams tells Colorado Matters that he's not sure if Hurley had a permit to carry the weapon, but that he was a hero.
Mr. Hurley heard the gunshots, went out of the Army-Navy surplus store, and took out the gunman. And in that process, undoubtedly saved lives.
Police have not said who fired the shot that killed Hurley, the suspected attacker, or responding officers. Williams says more information on the shooting may be released later today. You're listening to CPR News, and we're starting up with All Things Consider. We continue our series on the third wave of COVID in Colorado. Today, the state promised help if things got out of control, but it didn't deliver.
You know, call back CDPHE, get an explanation of the strike force. Why isn't it on the ground yet? Why haven't we stemmed infection? Why is infection still spreading?
Because the strike force wasn't actually a strike force. You can hear that story in 15 minutes. And after that, Georgia created some of the country's strictest voting laws. And soon they'll have to defend those laws against the Department of Justice.
The provisions we are challenging reduce access to absentee voting at each step of the process, pushing more Black voters to in-person voting.
That story is in about half an hour. And next, let's talk about Derek Chauvin's sentence. Fort Collins is at 64 degrees and fair right now. You're listening to CPR News.